Maybe Lucille, if you could share a little bit about what it was like to grow up in Cardiff. What was your family life like? What kind of things did you do?
Are we ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Dwi'n iawn pan i chael yma cyrlwn y cysylltu yma. OK. Excuse me. Pwn gwydym wampyr lle agor llami. Pai a li wyda hwn gwyda chigamg. Swyd galed rwbi wyda sunflowers. And orchid, dandelion, look, sorry, take a red hole of it, buy out it, one more, a good 20, one could also be, my good, my archer, look at Sammy, who was the look of the Sammy. Och chaap mo dum kamani makutkoni akina dim makutkoni atkudum makut karta konum etai mak chakhma khlodum exchanging clothes for money playing games tamani in the circle hook karta khlodum Mariasa couldn't let the game of the Alutta game. Mariasa couldn't, Pedro couldn't, Casino couldn't, Tamago Lugasta. Tapotka Daman Tawai, Kopia Tokolodin, Hawaii, Canarini, Pokna, Poplugu. Kung kuda ikaw ay sa man akluda tangkhnik sige kopya to kula din ukasya kanaw masina kong kusin net would you open the door for her please? She can't come in. Wench kong tawagin Kukuya Sikkim, they took bring the same up on that witch, the warden. And Lukashka took an out, uploaded him on each side, Malulu, the Lukashka pulled the net from there. I had it. It had so much fish. Taptaching up the Hurunuk, the Pach, the Mahmech, the Hurudin, Ikarim, Amani. Kaluni amlach tashkip ikasuk. Chali shukuya kaluni in 1900s. Tamani shukuya kaluni. Over 2,000 people lived in Karlo. Tamani. Chilkatruk tayloni. So put it off of them, scowl and feel lucky, dump them in to the scowl. Larson Payne, a horse of these, Ken Raymond, a horse of these, Ahmed Makut, Ikasut, Ken Raymond, a horse of these, Ikasut, Naskuhilubi, Kahneman, feel lucky. Knechlubi, they put them in a cooker. Knechlubi, the mouth, or the knechlubi, patching table, a kumakluk, and a kukut, shokolotin, the lids, padutit, they come down and from to the cans to close the canned salmon. Tahoos kubin, kukur huaman, knechlubi, and tawani, knechlubi. Magut can salmon hut. In the case of the Gato Padaku, when that boat comes in, the ladies and all long sore for that among the all of us ladies with long sore right along with the men, you know. Monday, show up, Abkhunabu, our Sakai Sunday. 4th of July, we tell it over time for the Tama. Abkhunabu, Angli, long hours, Mukhunabu, Ekhadab Kawikhunabu. Tawa na mama pikati na adaku na chupu ko ekaji authorized to cut the adaku these bones and it's very very chali 1942 tawa World War Tamani, Canary, it's a little Kuda, blackout, Fahluda in the Canary. Ukutuni Sultada, Taylor, and Parapoda Mukni. I was a major boat for Taylor, that Sultada Taylor, and you for the blackout for the Kubut, Pamal Akhtakubut, in Huaman, into the Oxhole Huaman. Come out in Khsuda when the war was on. But Angli Pukta Ramda Nunanek Sakruta. We were still happy even if we were long hours. Pagakruta crazy Kokruta, we were so tired we'd go crazy and laugh. That's the only way we could keep on working, you know? Yeah. I'm Yakatiri. Ukutoni fisherman Hateshuda Kanani. Drunk, you know, have king crabs, right there in the dock. Man. But before they cook them, they throw them on the dock. To the women, they scream and kali kay nak kaklo da pong ko da grab or ka kami.
Grandma Doris said they used to call the crabs giant spiders.
Yeah.
When they first came to Larson Bay.
Mm.
She said they weren't there at one time and they cycled there. And that the people in the village were afraid and they called them giant spiders.
Nunami, we crossed now the Tashana, the village from the village come out it for the where those new houses are in Cardiff now. That used they used to call the Chamani Nunami Abkhulugu. Because my crossman then lived all by yourself there, Nunana. Winter time, Chikohulubu, that lake, oh, the frozen. Thai Angan, we would go, spear, he made me a spear. Come out of Luda, Oscar North, Hotel, we go down there and make those old, what is. So when we see Ukutoni Tamputki, those are flounders, Anani, jet them down, bring them up. And I love flounders, they're good, you know. That's, we went fishing, and Ukutoni, we didn't have those fish hooks. We made our own fish hook, Ukutlafkana, like these needles with a tip on them, eagle needle. How I feel like it. Cotton, no, yarn, because coming to the that was our bait. Canal clean looking, we could catch them trouts. We get whole bunch of them. In them days, when Alaska was a territory, Perry and I was talking about it a couple of weeks. Because territories, we used to boundary, the fish, the seals, anything. The government wanted us to save those trout. the one that we were gonna look for, the fish tail, trout tails, you cut them just from the tip here, put the cardboard on the field for the evil fish to dry the tails. The government bought them for 50 cents a tail, okay? And the men, when they went seal hunting, it's the women, they took it, connect you look it, the nose, they would take it. Also, they dry it. I don't know what the government used them for, you know, those things. That's what they did in them days. Yeah, and then, Makutoni Kokyari, Asakhtakhlubi, turn them out inside out, dry them. Sorry, Herman Seeley Tertha, Sunnamuk, Dokhkut, Akinuk, Teikubi, Kokyadin, they'd sell them. Herman Seeley would buy them from the Aleutians. They made them up. That would know what. Slavic the dark, Atokhuna Tertami, you know. Maluk, Slavic the Krami, Atokhuna the Anunamit Sakhtar. Nunamit Sakhtar.
Can you talk a little bit about maybe how things were different for you? Maybe some of the things that you saw for the first time in your life, like the first time you saw fast food, and I mean things like that. Things that they have not that they didn't have in Carla. Maybe the first time you've seen some of those things and how you felt or your reaction to them.
I know. No, okay. Ilanka, Papama Ilay, way back, 1,000 years ago. Umluk Shami, you know that, Tamani. Umluk Tashit, with the dirt, Tawani. That's how they.
Just here.
And we the manik pinchva and kuti to could display what you know what they had, what they made, those kan pilinilutin, close pin me pilinilupi okutwani ahana and these nails, what you call them. Actually, they didn't have any nails, they made their own nails, you know, with the maguna, with the, from the beach, they bring those wood that they use in carbon and make nails out of it. So, I got them home in Asia. And one month, we didn't have orange in it. Yatlakanak, if we didn't have them, they'd bring them nothing but dry fruit, not in the box. But I forgot what it was. Tokut raisin, dried raisin, dried apple, peaches, prunes, taste of it on Mabut. Tawa mama blit nukhuluta kumkunuk akhyaak paniyakta. Just to knichnuki pie lilun the one tachin they didn't have salt una imak tachinuk tokuna the one knichnuki because long time ago unakwani he can't come in again. It must be locked. Pihana, mama, kina canal, tanamak, pigasma from the canal and from the ocean. Krik put a flumi rasmak. Tamami tango, nunakut, It wasn't contaminated. It was clean, just the way Boise blessed this earth. Just the way he fixed it for us. Makutkone Katskatsa Makan Taylor ruined our village. Everything was from our hands, from the God. But they had a Kumkuda Irada Achtaklubi Kilwit. But when Papa picked up, they would save them the wheelbarrow, or they made their own with wood, canal, garden, and the yaduki. That's what their fertilizer was. That's why everything was so nice. It wasn't what, come and spray all that stuff, but they ruined everything for us. Unatsali imak, kuk yaduki, living, nothing was contaminated. Until the Persians came, started pushing for them. Ashikhlumen, maybe a couple of years, they were okay. But they start bringing these Katskat white people from down there. Achanatan, they bring their girlfriends and all that. That's how the water gets contaminated. It's not fresh anymore. Ukutwani, Achanat, new one, amen. Period them, you know, they'd start their period and they throw in the ocean. The our ocean is not sterilized no more like it used to be. It's dangerous. When Tungo, Tideman, Tirubi, and now Pongkuda, the garbage, Papam, used to make a hole like in the toilets, you know. That's where we would take our garbage and burn them. We didn't take them down, but then Ugotoni tailored them. Our garbage went down to the river. The chief didn't like that because he knew the river was going to contaminate. Adakuhok, Ikatuji, Isuiji, Tamit, clams, Akeuchiko, they're going to change too. That's why when you see a salmon coming, they got them big sores or something, that's from the germs. The Tamani, Ikatuji was healthy, fresh, big, you could tell they were healthy. Why they're not like that anymore? They destroyed our land, and I don't care if them, if they don't like it, that's the truth. Yep. Yes, everything was clean.
Lucille, can you share a little bit in Aleutic about the traditions around women when they start their periods, their menstrual cycle? Mm-hmm. Maybe some about what you experienced or your friends experienced with that?
Krasnama Yuta, my mama. Hongkuta Mikshuta. We didn't know anything about that. I mean, Natulubi, you know, Nakan baby tested. We didn't know. All they would say, Babu Kam, Pinachtaka baby, you know. So we believed them. We didn't know for them. Somehow we believed them, Kotmanru. We would go looking for babies, you know. And they would, come out with Khaluda looking for the babies in there, because they would say, because they used to weigh Nikhluki so they can have easy birth, you know. There was a so we're looking all over in there, we dig up all the rocks, and then Kunmushkudabu, they'd get mad at us because we dug those rocks from the bunny. They got a rib room in there, looking for babies. You know, we never did find. Ikut. There were Babu come across now a bit of Ukukonik Ukshekan, that means breasts, you know, alopeaks. Anlingwaka, when they look like they're getting big, you know. My uncle Nick was talking about my baking powder pistol. But I didn't bacon powder, biscuit, you know, she's gonna be a lady pretty soon. I didn't know what in your lady. You nikki good canal, we're gonna bleed, you know. I did. We were picking forget me not flowers for Dutch Limey Mountain of California. Then Noha, they came with us. Then with Rosa. We didn't have pants like this, we had those coverall pipes, you know. I went home. This, she told me, the porch called me up in Mullo, and I said, gosh. And the toilet was down the road. Because she saw where I was sitting was blood, you know. I said, you're bleeding. Nothing. From where? You know? Cancun. How? Wow. You know? I don't have splinters, you know. I thought maybe I cut something down. So Mama began, that's when I found out the hard way. they respected the young ladies. Makutwani windows, paduluki with the blanket. Cross na pihana ni terbinitana. Don't look out the windows. Alkun away. Marsha and then these Canadian kids. They were our next door neighbors. I and Yapsami playing around with Nixon. I wanted to look out, but I didn't. But my cross not coming. Don't look out the window. Man, it's hard in there. They put me in the contamination. Okay. They closed the door. They didn't have doors. Everything was blanket, dark blanket. They would always, we had our own dishes, forks, cups that we kept in there away from the men. Because we were contaminated. We were not to contaminate the men, okay? Because they were bear hunters, You lead them, if their kerich got pregnant, they didn't take that man that had, his wife was pregnant, because when they go out there, Katukam, they was afraid that he would attack them. Which is true, that's why Antonik never took them. No, that was dangerous. Sorry, Tawapishana, Dantanitana. Mama, we didn't have Kotex or nothing, we didn't know anything about. But still come clean, pad it up and put it in here, you know. What the heck are they doing to me, you know? How come Mama's putting all this flour sack between my legs? So you won't bleed to in front, but you won't be seen. In a house of Mama, they put me in bed like, gee, I was sick. 40 days I didn't come out of that. Close it. When I come out, I went monument right away to clean. And then they told me, once a month of it. No! No! And then I got the thing, who's up a kima? What is cook package for every month? You know, I don't think they're gonna have my period, you know. Bleed all the time? I didn't. And then I found out that's the way the young girls did when they became every month. So I didn't feel too bad. They kept everything clean. Mama, the old ladies would tell us, keep those secrets. The men cannot see these things. And you look in them, we put them in the galvanized stuff. We soak them so we can wash them with washing water. Clean them out so they won't be hard to wash. They come out nice and clean. But now we've got these Sick Arkansas. I forgot that thing was there. Cortex and everything. They put them. What you call them? Tampets? Tampets? Come out. See, that's why I don't want to talk on those things. I forget ourselves, you know, that we're recorded. Fucking crow. Song, you know what I mean? Yeah, I was with Kriyak Mom. Kriyak at all. I made a mistake, forgive me. Oh, I. And then they never. We had a bridge from this side of the beach to that side of the beach to go to the Lafkacht Slugi, to the store. Only if you didn't have your period. So what if you had your period, you couldn't cross the bridge because that was contaminated already. You could do not cross over that river. But now they do. And yeah, they were very, very particular and strict. Was fun.
Yeah.
Because we was basically that Tuchama, that Kida Malishna, Yigayoch, baby. That means we're going to find a baby. Oh, I'm going to really find the truth where that baby's come from. The girl is going to go down the beach. No. Ahti Prawa. This lady was Kamani Nakhmi. Inakhmasakmi. Ichokmi. Why did you go?
No. Kami Kremishtavani. It was the Naskwateyok mother.
Holy
it's
black. I'm what?
You're like your granddaughter Rebecca.
Yes. Holy God. I didn't know we had big pussy. Stretch. Even was not it come out.
Yeah.
How could it come out of a small place? I know. And then the other one came out. And then the whole thing came out.
Oh, yeah.
That poor woman was screaming and howling and barking. Call it donut. The way some of the midwives did it, very good. How my Krasna told me is what Akumarbin in the bed, like they'd lay the lady in bed with the kind of Mr. Turn cover her with this thing. So it became a Nitambinitana. Wasn't it was better for the woman to start turning and that they knew it's time to push. Wasn't Aksakun Telugu. When Sister Akira Yosna and the other one would take her legs so she won't cross them and she would go right along and help you and go push at the same time so the baby came out faster to walk. That's what the way my cross was showed me. Mm-hmm. So we had an easy birth with the wife. Makilia.
I've heard of that before.
Yeah. Makilia with me too, it was easier from the banyu. Relax them in the barn.
Yeah.
It is with wings, you know, and correct the baby, which way it was easier. You didn't have to push out, you just went right along with her. When she went out, then you pushed it in. Pushed it out. It was easier for the baby to come out. Yeah. Oh, I hope you're getting me nasty over here.
It's good information.
Because in them days they didn't throw babies things away either. You know, we always buried them with the Yasigmanfilogi. Buried them away from where people won't step on them. like they used to stay with warts too, you know, them warts that used to have to hook it to each other. New Year, if it was hers, we would tie it in her hair from her hair button, tie it and break it, okay? And then you take that hair, chili, shaman. Now that one, you put it where people will step on it. Then your wart would go away from there. Huh? Mm-hmm. Papa picked up with the stinker, the sap was, the better it was. They'd wrap it around your neck for sore throats. And it would really go. Papa used to also, if somebody fell down, wouldn't, he would immediately lance that, okay? I got that set up there too in England. He'd drain it right away because they were afraid if you didn't, those would turn into blood clots. Okay? Some chocolate, heal. It threatened one masahuki with the oil. Sometimes it was better with the olive oil than what they used to use. Olive oil, quite a bit. It threatened that they were massaging. So come in the water, so when you look to the part, look, tongue, they would massage them from toes all the way. Took half hour, good half hour, to hear. Then you come to the toe, You could feel the pulse in that toe. Tokna, umwak, but that's your heart. You massage, and then you go to the other side, you could feel the pulse, and they relax them. Chali, kitmet, they were wondering what the heel was, liver, that's how they did it, okay? That's what I learned from them. And what you're told is your heart.
Acupressure. Mm-hmm. What about things like the common cold or headaches or
food? Okay, for like when you have a earache, the what's an oil look clean look. Not very much, just a drop. Then you cover it with the cotton. That's good. You'll stop having earache. Kind of oils that when it's dry, you put up stuff in there. Yeah, that's what they used, with some oil. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how bad was it? Kujik Kuchali, the one I like. They used to take him without anesthetic or nothing. Right. But if they took that tooth out of there, they have chopping blocks. They would take that axe and smash the heck out of that tooth. You wouldn't have a toothache for a long time. Mm-hmm. They believed them. I knew from the earaches it did that. Cranberry juice, Snoopy. We do have the crabs. They did call it crabs. What did they call it? A little stick. Kamani aksakpani. You know, you get those. You're uncomfortable in there. You're hurting from them crabs. They immediately would give you cranberries. Fresh cranberries. And the sour berries, Sally, for sore throats. Sour berries.
Are those gooseberries green?
No. Kawichtachut. Shami. They raise in the fall. Oh. Grandma used to have them on her. On the hollow.
Kalina berries?
Yeah. They always smell You can tell that you're getting to the salmonberry, I mean, sourberry thing, because you can smell it from distance.
They smell like dirty sauce?
Yes,
okay.
Yes. The good chili oil, they use that also. Grandma's house is built in the back. She's got lots of sour berries.
Layla, do you have any questions that you want to ask me now?
You told me coming over here, you said that you got to know your mama. You thought you knew me. But now you really got to know me, how I am, a little pure, a little. I'm relaxed with my people here. Soon come on it. Igani, kwa, akkuma, aliyahuchika, you know. Ukutwanika saga, they talk the English to me. I need my company. Mm-hmm. Especially when you become a widow, you need someone close. We get a chance to even if we're hurting from inside, we put it out as a happy. Come on, tell them. This is what gives me my chance right here. Last night, Kanani, in the firewood. If I can make somebody happy, that's my gift to them. Mm-hmm. That's my gift. Because I don't know what to give. And pray about it. Sweet Scarlet. Yeah.
Did you go hunting when you were young? Did you hunt?
Yeah. Was to catch weasels. What do you call those weasels in English?
Ermine? Did you go bear hunting or?
I went with Papa one time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I caught my first little bear.
Your Papa?
My Papa.
Tell me about my grandma.
Huh?
Tell me about my grandma. Your Papa.
I don't know too much about him. I didn't get the chance to be with him too long. That's the one that's called the little mama. Because he was teaching me. And Mama was teaching me. Adamho, I'm glad that he showed me these things. When my Mama, Papa Tohu Kajam, had stepped up, Ashima, I couldn't concentrate. Because stopping at the home, you know, chocolate, making lingo, make shavings, tarnamuk, all day long. Get that stuff from Mama, you know, so she can wash the clothes. He didn't know it, dropped the whole thing.
Was your stepfather, not grandpa?
No, nothing. However, quick Papa, just a little bit, he showed it. What I know is he taught me how to get the weasels, where to set them, how to skin them. And we had, very seldom we had those minks. They're not that many in Kodiakarum, but there's few of them. And then muskrats too, you know? And then beavers too. I used to have more fun with those beavers because if you're walking in there, you would see, the Papa would say, Imlukhwadikaitam. That's the beaver's home. And the kids, and they're so cute, you know, they use their teeth for axe maybe or whatever. They took it out and cut it up so perfect, and then they bite it and take it over there and stick it down on the ground. That's how they build their house. And then if they don't like for you to watch them too much, he slapped his tail.
Go away.
And if I was to, we used to go, Unukumi, I would tell him, I'm not telling you. We're going to go get some fun.
Oh.
No traps, no nothing. That's when we use those, what you call those, snowshoes? The moonlight. Stupid. Because he would discover it. Then he'd tell me where it is. We'd go as far as Tanglefoot. Moon was beautiful. And he knew what time they're going to come out from their holes, you know. He said, but some of them are fast. Some of them will stick their nose out to smell first, you know, and then they'll pop out. Laying down in the snow with that white canvas tent on it, watching the pictures. When he put it on the pencil, he'd look at that new pencil. You're going to be cheating. But we have cut more like that.
Oh, I know that was too fast. Were there arranged marriages when you were young?
Yeah. Yeah.
How would that come about? I mean, who? Or do you remember?
A little bit of it. But like I was telling them, the chief, that's an old-fashioned way, though. They always selected their nunuks and their ukwa, daughter-in-law, son-in-law. That means achnach bilugur ukwak. That means their daughter-in-law. Nunuk means that's going to be their son-in-law. But now, the girls, they didn't like that at all. They start finding their own mates.
Were there, like, bride, what is that? Like, if you have to give 6 blankets and 20 horses or something, what is that called?
It's a gift.
Yeah, a dowry. Were there brides' dowries then?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
How much did you cost?
Nothing. Nothing. I had a 3-day celebration. Oh man, everything was cooked home. You know, not from Safeway or cars. Everything from each home. That depends how many got married on that day when the kasuk taken. There'd be about 6 men. 6 of them. And Nunam is a pretty little veils that they made, their mama made them, and their dresses, you know, taqmet, beautiful. You all see them wear those crocheted lace, homemade. Some of them, if it's summertime, their veils, some of them would be, oh, beautiful. Sutkan and klamak. Fresh ones they put them on. They look so.
So do you have maritimes that come to Kaftak and just take Kaftak?
Mm-hmm, yeah. So tell one number of 20 Norwegian Hutsari, Swedish people, old folks, tell one, excuse me, Italians from mainland to them, because they were, I think they were, they ran away from their own countries. Mm-hmm. That's how there's so much mixture now. We're not full-blooded Albanians. We may be, but our children is not. The one that Robert picked up, what he got with us to say.
Half-breeds.
Yeah. But they were good people. They were very good to the Aleutic women. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they just, because in them days, babe, the men, Makutwani, Lukaspet, their job was to take care of their family. Not just his family. The chief would tell them, Ukutwani Nunami, Tameda would go out and get some logs. Every man they take them out in their dories. Mm-hmm. They bring logs after logs into the river. And then they would get together. They got all the logs into the river and I'm drying them out. And then if they're dry, oh, what? Let's go out. So they did the whole thing, cut them. So every home in the village of Carlick, they take care of one, maybe five of them one day from our community. The other job was for the other one to bring the cutted ones already, pile them there. The next boys will take over, they chop. The other one had, after they chop them, they pile them up nice and straight. Well, if they were wet, they'd put them like this so they'd dry from the center. So they're ready for the winter, each of them. They didn't have to do it alone, you know. The each man, that's the way it was. Makutoni Achanat, the ladies would do their things to prepare for the winter, you know. The man's responsibility was outside. Responsible for his family, his wife, and the children. The lady's responsibility was indoors, absolutely indoors. Wash clothes. Did we ever wash clothes? My responsibility was a bunch of stockings. I'd go out there and hang them on the floor. They looked like a bunch of tamut, you know? And we went to down there with stiffer nails. We didn't have clothespins, we had to tie them with the rags, you know. Mm-hmm.